You've reported from communities throughout North, South, and Central America. What drew you to this particular community that we're hearing this story from?
You know, I have to be honest, at first, I heard about the Eastern Coachella Valley because there had been plans to truck and then later send by rail a lot of Los Angeles excess waste, the stuff that wasn't fitting in the landfills anymore, to the Eastern Coachella Valley. That's how I first heard about this region. And then the more I looked into it, I realized this is a major agricultural region in Southern California. And as far as the big cities go, they just see it as a dumping ground. That's what initially, you know, I heard about. I started realizing that it wasn't just the trash, but there had been all sorts of other environmental injustice issues worth exploring and knowing about.
Now, one of the things I'm curious about is how you introduce yourself to a community and get people to trust you. Was that hard in this case?
Yes, it's always a little hard. I think the more I've done it, the more I realize that there's nothing like actually gaining someone's trust and not just you getting to know them, but them getting to know you that makes for good reporting and for being able to go deeper than the average journalist. So, you know, I've been going out to this region now for about 10 years, I can say just about now is when I have better access and people are able to trust me and tell me stories that I wouldn't be hearing about elsewhere. So it's taken me a long time.
Right. Your piece ends on sort of a hopeful note in that there are these community health workers that are making a difference. Was it hard to find something hopeful in this very sort of dark and desperate situation in some ways?
I think a lot of it has to do with that trust we're talking about and getting to know people on a more deeply level, but it's also seeing stories through time, right? I think the fact that I kept going back, the fact that I kept in touch with people, the fact that I was able to see that nothing has like a definite beginning, middle, and end the way we present it on these stories on media. Things are complicated and they evolve and there's good solutions that emerge throughout. I've also, you know, made an effort in these last few years to really try to look at issues differently. I think in journalism, we're conditioned to report on what's wrong, on what's broken. And while there's enough evidence and examples of that, I think I see my role more now as someone who can try to elevate things that are working, get them out into the world and see if they can somehow be scaled up or be inspiring to others. I feel like I'm trying to make up for a lot of reporting in the past that is just really focusing on a lot of communities so sort of as victims, you know, as helpless. And that's often not the case.
All right, Ruxandra Guidi, thanks so much for your story and thanks for taking us a little bit behind the scenes today.
Thank you.